Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Every successful farm operation has to deal with a juggling act with finances, accounting, profit, and cash flow. UNL Ag Economics Associate Professor of Practice Tim Meyer discusses a case study showing strategies to deal with liquidity or cash flow and profit.
You know, this example that I have really kind of starts off with a basic problem that the textbook poses to students. That is, you buy inputs in 1 year, you produce in the next year, you sell some of your output that year, and you sell the rest of it the next year. And you might not even sell it, you might even use it yourself. And how do we evaluate profitability when we have three different calendar years and we have some cash sales and we have really purchases of product ourselves? We might feed it to livestock if we're talking about corn. So that's the first place where we see that accrual accounting helps us really define profit for one enterprise like corn in this pretty realistic scenario. So the example that we have today, though, is bigger. It's about investment analysis and financial feasibility of making decisions about expanding operations and how that affects both profitability, solvency, and cash flow. You could say that there's one rule for both. If it's cash accounting, we're going to record it if cash is exchanged. So an example would be we sell grain for cash. We're going to write that down. It happened. It's pretty obvious. But if we purchase fuel on account, well, we didn't pay any cash yet, and we may be using that fuel to dry grain that has moisture contents that are too high in 2024, and we pay the bill in 2025. So the expense happens in 24, but we pay it in 25. Accrual accounting says, no, cash is nice, and we're going to pay attention to that, but our one rule is to record economic events. If something happens, there is a way to record that. And in the fuel drying example, it would be accounts payable. We'd recognize the expense right away and show that we owe somebody some money. Well, I think it's important because our overall goal is farm value and long-term profitability. And sometimes we have goals of passing farms to generations beneath us. But we have a short-term goal of paying our bills. So we have two competing goals, and one of them is cash flow. I got to be able to pay my bills maybe today, but a longer-term goal of I want to increase the value of the farm business. And sometimes those things work against each other. A big thing is just knowing what you want to do in advance. So if you read the article, you'll see that there are some giant assumptions that are made, and that's to really highlight what's happening and to make this understandable to students. But if this is a matter of we want to expand our farm, we want to buy land, we have to plan ahead of time, because even at lower levels of financing like 60%, it's likely in higher interest rate environments that these projects are not going to cash flow. So we have to think about expanding operations when we have other operations that can backfill that lack of liquidity for our new investments. Well, the back end of the article talks about opportunity cost. You know, where are we taking self-financed funds from? Are they available? Might be the first place that we need to think about. But as I hinted earlier, interest rates are now at what I would call a normal level. Neither one of us are really old enough to remember normal or high interest rates. You know, when we were young, we had normal interest rates, but we don't remember truly high interest rates. So these interest rates that we're borrowing money at now, we have to be much more careful about identifying the best use of those borrowed funds. So I think that actually is going to reward our operators that are the best decision makers, and having a good mind for financial analysis and a framework to help us through some of these really not simple problems is going to be very useful.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills.
Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.